good day or whatever time it is for you. My name is Michelle, and I am glad you could join me at my kitchen table. So grab your cup of coffee, and let's share where we are at in this adventure of home. It is January, actually the end of January, and we all think, at least I think, that we have our plans made in the shade for our new year. I know I do. I have them written down and posted. I have looked over the goals of this year. I have thought through each one methodically, and I have set up a plan for success. At least that's what I think in my mind, but it doesn't always work out that way. I know in the past I have talked about making New Year's resolutions, sitting down and making your lists, making my lists and plans for the year. It is the one thing I enjoy every year. I love to sit down and plan out my year. I love to sit and plan out my days, weeks, months, and year. Making plans and setting goals for me is a way of gifting myself hope, of myself something to look forward to, hope for a better year. And that is what I do in January. I take my pencil and paper and plan out my year. I think about the goals I want to meet, the skills I want to work on, and try to figure out what the next month, week, even 6 months might look like. I really enjoy this part of my year, but that process that I meet. For me, it gives, like I said, it gives me a sense of peace. It's fun. It's a way for me to set and start my year off right, to set my foundation, you might say. In fact, I am looking at my bullet journal like I do all the time, and I have sections for a month, a week, a day. I have set a separate book for my goals and my future plans. I put together my lists for my work, for my business. For me to see all of this in one location or even just sitting on my desk, it gives me comfort. It gives me comfort to see those lists and those plans because it gives me a bit of feeling that I'm in control of what I'm doing. And yet, am I? What are we supposed to do when those plans change or when I don't fulfill those plans? What happens to you, me, when you don't reach your goals? For me, it is a struggle. I feel out of control, that something has taken the wind out of my sail. These guys are the continuous struggles in my life. In fact, I want to take a side note and tell you about a little story that happened to me actually just this last week. So side squirrel moment. I love my squirrel moments. I wrote this podcast January 19th. I was so set on getting it done before we left to visit our daughter and son-in-law in Arizona. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time. It didn't happen. There was just too much to get done. So it didn't get recorded, didn't get posted. Fast forward, we come to last Thursday, which would have been towards the end of January. That's why I started it that way. And we were in the airport planning to leave, and we thought our flight was at 6:30 a.m. We are at the ticket counter. It's 5 a.m. in the morning, and the lady looks at our ticket and says, "No, I'm sorry. It's actually at 6:30 p.m. that your flight is." My mom, my husband, myself, we were all devastated. We're like, "Wait a minute. We're 6:30. She says, "No, your flight is at 6:30 p.m., not a.m. So here we are looking at ourselves thinking we have 12 hours stuck in this airport before we can get on the plane to get to Phoenix, Arizona. And at that moment, I reached for my phone. First they took us to the gate. I'm sitting there. I reach for my phone. I'm calling the people I work with, my friends, my family, and I'm saying, "Hey, pray. Pray that God would open a seat at the next flight, which is at 11:15 a.m. for at least two of us to get to Arizona so we can see, Grace and her husband." And to be honest, God opened up a door. We got on the flight. My mom and I were able to get on the 11:30 flight. We got down there. My husband was able to get onto the 6:30 p.m. flight that we originally booked, and he came and showed up at that evening. But the reality is we did. Life threw us for a huge loop here. And we had two choices. We could either grumble, get angry in the situation, or we could settle in, pray, and then just wait. And the reality is that's what we did. We prayed, we asked God to open up a door of opportunity, and we waited. And I think that's something that, ironically enough, as I'm reading this and recording this, I'm looking back over that incident, and I'm thinking that, no, I am not in control. You know, what are we supposed to do when those plans change, or when things don't fulfill, or when we don't reach our goals? And yes, it is a struggle for me. I feel out of control. And that is something that, you know, I could have let it take the winds out of my sails last Thursday, but we didn't. And this is a struggle for many of us in our lives as we continue to go on. So yes, I love to plan, but the sad reality is some of it, not most of my plans to meet my goals get pushed off. My goals seem so easily attainable in the beginning of the year when I plan them. Then when April, sometimes even February, comes, I lose interest. Or I've lost the energy to meet those goals, or something happens. Life throws me for a loop. A good example is this podcast. I started this podcast a couple of years ago. I was diligent even each week. I prepared and I planned, and I would write my posts and I would edit my posts, and then I would record them. And from there, I would edit and make and go through that whole process to put out the podcast. But after 6 months or so, I lost interest and I lost energy in my drive to do this. And after even then, you know, beyond that 6 months, I really started to waver. Then a year later, my passion and drive to make this work was totally lost. And that's the truth. I haven't been doing this. Now I know there are excuses. I got a part-time job and then went to full-time job. But really, should I be giving excuses at this moment? Or should I be looking at the cause? Or should I be looking at the way I'm dealing with not meeting that goal? Another good example is my house. I make these plans throughout the week to get certain things done. And then at the end of the week comes, and sometimes they're not all done. I don't get everything. There's not enough time. It's frustrating. I want a clean house. I want to improve my house. But in reality, I lose that drive to do the work. And then the goals, the plans don't get met. And how I react is so important. And it's how I respond to that situation is so important. So what am I supposed to do about those unmet goals, the undone chores, and the countless lists that I love to create, and yet I don't get to them? I need to be realistic. Did you hear me? I need to be realistic. I need to be realistic about my time, my energy level, and I need to be also realistic on how I deal with those unmet plans when life throws us a loop. Just like when it comes to eating healthy habits or spending habits, how we spend our time needs to be just as wise. So follow me here as I keep going, because I know it's a bit confusing. Time is a commodity, just like our skills, what we own, what we sell, and what we can do. Time is just like money. It is something that needs to be budgeted and controlled. One of the things I'm seeing quite a bit on social media is burnout or fatigue. People are changing the way they do life because they are so overwhelmed with all the quote-unquote stuff around them. And I don't blame them. We live in the world that rushes through life. We live in a time that is instantaneous gratification. And what we want it now. But that's not healthy or realistic. It doesn't take 5 seconds to do anything. Well, maybe something that takes 5 seconds, I can snap my fingers in less than 5 seconds. But my point is, to make dinner is going to take at least 30 minutes, unless it is pre-made meal or something very simple. But whatever we do, when we do it well, it will take time. And anything worthwhile will take time. Anything worth doing well will take time. And sometimes we have to learn that life gives us those moments so we learn how to take the time. We could have gotten frustrated and wanted an instant solution to not being able to get on that plane. But the reality is it took time. It took time to get to the solution, and it took time for us to get to see our daughter. To have goals is not bad. To want to do things is not bad. To have lists is not bad. What is bad is when I put so much on those lists or in those plans or in those potential of things to be done that we've set ourselves up for failure. I personally need to start putting limitations and timelines on what I want in my life. I need to start being realistic in what I can do in a 24-hour period of time so I'm not overwhelmed and then shut down. I need to start saying no to the stuff that does not meet those goals or plans I have, and yes to the stuff that does help me meet those goals and those plans, and be able to embrace the moments when I don't get what I want or I am asked to be in a holding pattern and wait. Now, I understand there are things and situations that you have to say yes to, and you really don't want to say yes to that situation. I feel that pain. The reality is I didn't want to say yes to the fact that I sat in an airport for 6 hours before I climbed on a plane. But that time gave me the opportunity to do what I needed to do at that moment. So in reality, we need to learn that there are points and responsibilities and wisdom, and we need to look at the time we're given and say, hey, I have to say yes, but maybe there's a learning lesson in this. Maybe there's a wisdom in this. Maybe there's a responsibility that I need to face. There are ways to do this, facing these realities, that are less painful. When I look to God's word and prayerfully consider my day, that is the difference. How I react, if I react through God's word, that is the difference. When I am looking for wisdom and strength to make wise choices, if I'm looking through and to God's word, that's a different response. God tells us that there is a time and a season for everything, even if we have to sit in an airport. God shows us in his word how we are to start and end our days. He shows us how we are to live our lives so we have filling moments that fulfill his purpose for us and not our purpose. This year, I plan for me and my plans to be a bit different. Do I still have my long list? Yes, I love those long lists. Do I still have my goals? Yes, I need those goals. They help propel me forward. Do I still pack my schedule? Yes, that is the unfortunate one. But the difference is how I look at my schedule and how I work with it. Am I willing to sit when God forces me to sit? Each day, I start my day with my Father. I sit with him. I show him my day. I ask him what he wants out of me. And if there is something in my heart I truly want, I ask. I lean into God and into his word. I ask him to give me the heart for my schedule and my goals. And if he throws me for a loop by making me sit in an airport for 5 hours or even 12 hours, then I embrace that moment and I ask him, okay, why are you having me sit here? Most importantly, I ask him to help me grow in these areas of managing my time, to help me learn how to manage my time in a way that allows myself to not to get overwhelmed and to give me the wisdom to say no where I need to say no and yes where I need to say yes, and being able to embrace the plans he has for me, not my plans. I was not born perfect. I don't even want to be perfect. I was born a human with human desires and human traits. With that said, the world can be a distraction. Can be a distraction for all of us. The world is going to tell me that I can do it all. I can have it all. I can do everything on my list. I can get it done perfectly, and it's going to be beautiful. Yeah! The world is going to tell me that I can meet those goals and my dreams Just pay me $9.99 a month and I will show you how. And you will reach those goals in a matter of minutes, seconds. Yeah! That's not reality. That's not truth. And we know that. That is what the world wants me, wants you to believe. What is truth is what God is showing us in His Word. That if we rest in Him, if I rest in Him, God will show me the way. If I listen to His guidance, He will give me the wisdom. And most importantly, if I look to Him, He will provide and He will show me the reason why my day is going the way it is. He will provide the time for the things that are important to Him to be done. And He will give me the time to get done what I so desire within my heart. There are things I have planned for this year. There are goals I have on my plate that I have had for years with an S, guys. Yes, I said the word years with an S. The difference with this year is I am leaning into God and I am giving my plans, my goals, my dreams, and my successes, plus my failures, because there's going to be a lot of those too, to Him. I know God will give me the time, the energy, and the wisdom to make the choices He wants me to make and the grace to love me in the mistakes I might make again this year. Because unfortunately, we all make mistakes. We all don't meet the goals that we want, get the plans done. Sometimes we go to bed with a full sink of dishes because we're just so tired. And I've been there. There have been days I've gotten up and I'm just like, I look at my dog and I say, I'm just so tired, Lucy. The walk's just not happening. And that's okay because we're human and we make mistakes. But God picks us up. And if we fall, if I fall along the way, that's okay. If we stumble, that's okay. Because I know I'm human and I will make those mistakes and I'm going to stumble. Jesus will be right by my side. He will carry me in the moment. And I don't have to have the energy because Jesus will give me what I need to have the power to stay away from that next $9.99 deal that'll come up on my Instagram feed or on my Facebook. God sent His Son, Jesus, to do just this, to cover me, to walk beside me, and to give me the strength that I so desperately, desperately need. I know this year, the success I made will not be because of me or what I do. It will be because of what He does in my life through the glorious gift of His Son. Because it is through His strength that I am able to meet each goal, that I am able to face each day. Now, some of you may be saying right now, that's great, Michelle. I love hearing about this, but what about me? What if I don't believe? Or what if I struggle with my faith? What can I have a takeaway in this moment, in this conversation that we're having today? Give me something that I can, tangible, that I can hold on to. Well, I want to encourage you, my friend. Lean into that relationship with God. Trust Him. He wants to give you the power, the strength, and the ability to meet the goals that are on your plate. So I encourage you first and foremost to do that. To just embrace what God has given us, to do the simple things in your life. And then after that, take these steps, because these are the steps what I have started to use in my own life. And maybe if you implement these steps, and again, embracing what God has given you, at the end of the year, you might find someone there who's waiting for you with open arms. So, this is what I've done, and I encourage you, my friend, to do too. Number one, take time to breathe. I tell everybody this. Breathe. I know that sounds funny, but just breathing for the count of 20, and you count 20 breathing in, count 20 breathing out, can clear your mind. Remember, God is our breath of our life, and He breathed life into us. And by us breathing in and out, it gives us that moment to stop stressing and focus. Number two, rest. Yes, I said rest. This is hard for me. Just because you can stay up until midnight doing your work does not mean you should. I'm telling myself this all the time. Our bodies need time to recover, to rest. And the only way we can recover is through that rest, to sleep. Remember, God is our rest. And not only that, he took the seventh day to rest himself as an example to us that we need to rest. Number three, take time to plan and prepare. It takes a matter of 30 minutes to sit down and make a plan for the next day. And I know this seems a lot. At one time, it seemed a lot for me, especially at the end of the day, when all you want to do is turn on that TV and veg out for the next 30 minutes before you have to go to bed. This will not help you at all. So turn off the TV, put the remote away, and sit down and set a plan for tomorrow. Number one, it empties out your brain and you will rest better. Number two, it will also help you see if you are packing too much into your next day. And it will also allow you to see what you have planned for the next day so that when you get up, you have a better idea. You think clearer. I know I have done that. I have just looked at my day for, you know, on a Monday and I look at my Tuesday. Oh my goodness, I have so much here. So I have a clear thought of what I'm having to do the next day so I can better plan. The day's end and I only got one thing done because I did not plan. I was like that. I'd rather watch TV than plan. And it never worked out well. I always became overwhelmed. So remember, we need to plan. Just as God has a plan for us, we need to mirror that and plan our days accordingly. Number four, put away your phone. I know that's hard also, but put it away. We all need to take time to disconnect from the world around us and disconnect from the $9.99 deals. And we need to focus on us and on our family. Being connected to the world on a 24-hour basis can and will overwhelm us. It overwhelms me. There is nothing so important that you have to have your phone on you, next to you, all the time, unless you have an emergency. Okay? Seriously, put away your phone. That's what I do now, is I put my phone away when I go to bed, usually an hour to 2 hours before I go to bed, and I don't touch it until I've been up for at least an hour. That is what I suggest for you to do, because it will help. Now, I know there are exceptions. I am one of those exceptions. I have an older mother, so my phone ringer is always on high. So she does need me. It'll ring and I can go answer it. But I still keep that phone in the other room when I'm in my bed at night. Remember, God created time for us to rest and disconnect. We need to do that. It's very important because he wants us to be able to rest and rise with a full, clear mind. So these are our only four things that you can do to help manage the goals and the never-ending mountain of to-dos. These are the things you can start your day and end your day with right now to improve your processes, to improve your thoughts, and lead to a better way of tackling those lists and those goals and those New Year's resolutions. I don't have to keep doing life like what the world tells us. There is a better way. So join me. Join me as I change my way of doing life. Join me as I change my new year and just conquer one goal with one small step at a time. So here's to you conquering your goals and your lists this year with me, alongside me. And here's to me. I am praying that God will give me the wisdom to meet my goals, the strength to surpass my lists in 2024. And I'm praying the same thing for you. So until next time.
Thank you for joining me today at my table. But unfortunately, my cup is empty and it's time for me to go. And if you've enjoyed this time as much as I have, please like and share my podcast. And I would love to hear from you down below. So until next week, enjoy your adventures at home.